Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. During the late 2000s and throughout the 2010s, war and shooter game franchises absolutely thrived, consistently becoming top sellers on both the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. But at the start of the 2010s, a humble game released with the intent of softening this genre of game's gritty edges, a game known simply as Toy Soldiers. Toy Soldiers originally released exclusively on the Xbox 360 Arcade in early 2010, but was later released on Windows computers in 2012, and later received a high-definition remaster on all major platforms in 2021. Though it might resemble other wargame franchises at first glance, like Battlefield and Call of Duty, Toy Soldiers is actually a tower defense game, a genre where you must defend your main structure from relentless waves of enemy units. And though the setting of the game appears to be in World War I, with British forces facing off against German forces, all the soldiers are actually plastic figurines, all the vehicles are tin wind-up toys, and all the set pieces are handcrafted, and your main base you have to defend is really just a toy box that the figurines were packaged in. Unlike most other tower defense games, both the player and enemy send out their own attacking units to invade and must defend their own bases from each other. The main method of defense is by placing different turrets to guard different lanes of the map, all of which have varying levels of effectiveness against different types of enemy units. Some are best at attacking foot soldiers, others are better at destroying armored vehicles, and some specialize in anti-air defense. You can also control tanks or planes for a short time to support your units in their advance, or to whittle down your enemy's defenses. Though the game could be very competitive with two players facing against each other in local or online multiplayer, Toy Soldiers features a single-player campaign where you play as either British or German forces and must persevere against your enemy across 24 different levels, with the final level being a boss against an armoured war train. Toy Soldiers later received additional downloadable content after its initial release, featuring more maps for multiplayer, along with a mini-campaign featuring the French army, and another more outlandish mini-campaign where German forces have to face off against the British army's secret weapons, which were actually just other toys unrelated to the war setting, like fire engines, medieval knights, astronauts, and UFOs. Toy Soldiers eventually received a sequel the following year, known as Toy Soldiers Cold War, which featured toys in a fictional war setting if tensions between the USA and Soviet Russia escalated during the 1980s. Though this game played much like the original, all the soldiers manning turrets and vehicles were talk this time around. But most significantly, each faction now featured a super unit. The USA had Commando, who was basically Rambo, and the USSR had Ivan, both of which would be controlled for a short period of time to support your forces. Toy Soldiers Cold War was eventually released as a bundle with the original Toy Soldiers on Windows computers in 2016, referred to as Toy Soldiers Complete. And rather unexpectedly in 2015, Toy Soldiers received a new title that was published by Ubisoft instead of Microsoft from before, and released on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Windows computers. This title was known as Toy Soldiers War Chest, which took on a slightly more cartoony appearance than the previous titles, but most distinctively, it featured four very unique factions of Toy Soldiers. Kaiser Wilhelm, which was the same German army from the first Toy Soldiers game, Starbright, a rather bizarre inclusion of a faction featuring plush and more girly toys, Phantom, a faction of science fiction space age toys, and Dark Lord, a faction of dark medieval knights and dragon toys. But along with that, the game also featured four special guest factions: He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, G.I. Joe, Cobra, G.I. Joe's arch nemesis, and Assassin's Creed, led by Ezio Auditore. Though the Toy Soldiers franchise isn't the most talked about nowadays, all the memories I had playing the games with my older brother will always hold a special place in my heart. Join me again next time.